I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We do it each week during the Aggie football season. It's called Aggie Weekly, and it's hosted by yours truly, Alex Franco, along with the voice of the Aggies, Mr. Andrew Monaco. By the way, you can check us out always on Talk 1370, talk1370.com, and you can download the radio.com app and listen to Aggie Weekly that way. Aggies kind of got their hearts broken, Andrew, this past weekend, huh?
Yeah, they did. Against a very good Clemson team. You can see why Clemson is number one. But this is an Aggie team, Alex. They feel like it's a missed opportunity. And I love something that Jimbo Fisher said during his Monday media availability, and also yesterday he reiterated it during his coach's show, that this is the first time that this is a team that goes in to play the number one team, and many expected them to win. And that was kind of new for this Aggie crew, along the line of these players. Last year at Clemson, there wasn't that kind of expectation. But Jimbo said, you know what, that's a positive. That talks about the strides that you're taking. But it was just missed opportunities, and as he said it, Kellen Mond said it, Jamon Osbon said it, it seemed to be contagious. It wasn't one person. It seemed like everybody contributed, whether it was a drop, whether it was a missed block, a high pass. They missed those opportunities, and it's too late to go back now and correct Saturday, but I'm interested to see what they do moving forward. Jimbo wants to see that execution and that consistency from this team week in and week out.
Doing Aggie Weekly with the voice of the Aggies, Andrew Monaco. 6 p.m. kickoff on Saturday versus Lamar. You could hear Andrew Monaco calling the game here on Talk 1370, talk1370.com, as well as on the radio.com app. Now, Andrew, I've said it to everyone, I said the season's not over. There's a lot of down faces looking down, and just kind of, I was like, hey, man, just because you lost to number one doesn't mean this is it. Now, we play Lamar, and the rest of the schedule, it's like playing top 15 teams the rest of the way.
Yeah, it's no team, Alex, no team in September is the same team that they are in November. And just go back 1 year. This team lost to Clemson by two at home within a two-point conversion, and they got better. They seemed to learn from that. They seemed to learn from the Alabama loss. Bigger picture is, if you're looking for a playoff, it becomes more difficult. But look, your goals are still there. The goal on Saturday against Lamar is, you've got to play a clean game. You've got to get in and out of the huddle. You got to rush the ball. You got to pass the ball. I like what Jimbo said last week about Clemson. You've got to play with a little bit of an edge, but you can't go over the line. Those are the things. He talks about a process, and the process is to get better every week. The opponent really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's Texas State or Lamar. It doesn't matter. Your expectations are what you put on. Your habits are what you create on Saturday. If you're sloppy on Saturday against Lamar, guess what? You're not playing the next week against Auburn. That's the expectations. That's why I think practice was so important. Identify what you did wrong. Correct it during the week. Practice well. Put that into play on Saturday. But a team evolves. Even the best team. Clemson's not going to be the same team in November. There's going to be different tests, what you're going to learn about yourself. You play every Saturday. You get judged every Saturday, but one or two Saturdays doesn't define your season. And I'm really interested to see on Saturday who steps up, because, look, you've got Isaiah Spiller, who's now the running back instead of Jayshon Corbin, who's out for the year. I'm interested to see some guys who are going to get some reps and get some playing time. Can they make a little noise and be a factor for the Aggies as this season goes along?
That's Andrew Monaco, the voice of the Aggies. He mentions the game Saturday. The Aggies take on Lamar. 6 p.m., you could hear the game here. Andrew Monaco calling that game on Talk 1370 and talk1370.com, as well as on the radio.com app. It's crazy, Andrew, is it? It's just amazing how everyone can get so heartbroken, with college football on Saturday. But, your spirits get lifted up because a lot of Aggie fans are also a lot of Dallas Cowboys fans. Life got a little better for them, and they kind of forgot, you know, it's still there, but they forgot about it for at least that time.
Yeah, if you're a Texans fan, it was a lost weekend.
Oh,
if you watched that one again,
that one was
the Saints.
Absolutely a heartbreaker as well. Now,
but Alex, that's good. That's what Jimbo was talking about. You know, he doesn't want the Aggie fans to be, you know, crushed like that, but he loves the expectation. Bring on the expectations. That's what he wants his players. That's the next step. Look, we talked about the foundation being built. Now, as Jimbo says, it's time to put up the walls, get the drywall, the next level, put that roof on. Those expectations and playing to those levels of expectations is what's next. You can't do anything, again, you can't do anything about Saturday. What do you learn from it? That's what Jimbo said. The tragedy is if you don't learn and grow from it. That's why it's so intriguing. You're disappointed, yes, because you felt you were prepared. Obviously, they weren't, and they didn't come through. Now what's next for them?
It's Andrew Monaco, the voice of the Aggies. Of course, the Aggies taking on Lamar, 6 p.m. Here on Talk 1370. You can hear Andrew calling that game on Talk1370.com as well and on the Radio.com app. Andrew, I love the fact that, you know, they're not looking past Lamar, that they're looking at this game kind of the retool and get everything going, because the next week you have Auburn.
Yeah, yeah. The test is there. Here's the thing, and I joked with Jimbo about this yesterday. You see, going through practice all this week, the practice is the rep, and you're going whether it's good on good, and that's first team versus first team at time during the practice. If you don't do your rep on Monday, and you don't do your rep on Tuesday, and you don't do that rep again, if you're not learning at all, you forget about playing Lamar when you're a player. That's where the faceless opponent comes in. You can only control what you can control. So, as a lineman, you have to know the play. Know your block. As a receiver, you have to run your route. As a quarterback, you've got to make that pass. Jimbo's not saying he doesn't grade on a curve. That'll be okay versus Lamar, but you guys better clean it up next week for Auburn. Not the way it works. And that's what I mean. And again, more than just what Jimbo says, the accountability by these players and the names that I mentioned before, some leaders, the Buddy Johnson for the linebackers, Jamon Osmond for the wide receivers. What they were all saying was, look, we need to be better on the sideline. Jamon actually thought the sideline was a little down. He said, that's now on me to make sure everybody's up, because we were still in that game. They kind of learned a little bit what's next now with the leadership. It can't all be just rah-rah. Like, they've taken the leadership on the practice field by doing the first rep, doing it correctly, helping the younger players understand what's doing. Now there's some other things that they realize, that there may have been a little bit of a void left from some of the players who left last year, a Donovan Wilson, let's say, for the defense, or an Otara Alaka. Now Buddy Johnson saying, you know what, I need to remember, that's what OT taught us. I need to carry that on. That's why this week is so important. Not the opponent. Yes, you get judged by what happens on the scoreboard, but this is where the habits come in. And if they have a great week of habits this week against Lamar, then it does bode well for Auburn the next week.
The Aggies take on Lamar at 6 p.m. You can listen to it here on Talk 1370. Of course, that right there, the voice of the Aggies, Andrew Monaco calling that game. You can hear it at talk1370.com and on the radio.com app. Andrew, I hope that Jimbo Fisher does not hear what I'm about to say next, is because just as the casual fan, I kind of look at it as, I'm glad that they got this one loss out of the way. A loss is bad, but at least it's to number one, and at least that you get that stunned and you get hungry early on before you start taking on all these other great teams that are coming your way. Do you sort of agree with me?
I know exactly where you're coming from. It's along the lines in college football, always lose early. Look, that loss doesn't affect anything that happens in the SEC West. They can still win that division. Again, there's a showdown with Auburn, with Alabama, with Ole Miss, Mississippi State, LSU. They still have to run that gauntlet. But I think what you're saying is exactly right. It happens early, a chance to get better. You know that the committee always looks at what you did lately, and you know, with someone like R.C. Slocum, who is on that college football committee, he's going to understand when teams get better over the course of the year. And there are other people on that committee who understand as well. But that goes back to Jimbo saying, if we don't learn from this, then you lose twice on that Saturday. Does that make sense? It's
absolutely.
you lose the game, and then you lost any opportunity to grow and to learn and get better over the course of the year. So I know exactly what you're saying there.
The voice of the Aggies, Andrew Monaco. That game is going down at 6 p.m. against Lamar. Talk 1370 and talk1370.com, and also on the radio.com app. Check in with us each week as we do Aggie Weekly with Andrew Monaco. Appreciate you joining us.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.